Hey, it's Liz and Mark from Sanity Break and Twin Lights Coaching. Welcome to our podcast number 4. And we are sitting in Fairhaven, New Jersey, on a beautiful, gorgeous 85 degree day, watching our beautiful puppy here, Bo. And wanted to talk to you about some success stories with ADHD. It's really unfortunate, I think, that a lot of people, when they hear ADHD, they automatically go to, oh, that's a problem. Oh, what are you doing for that child? Instead of saying or understanding that it's a community of misrepresented and misunderstood people.
It really is, Liz. And, you know, the real crux of this problem is at the start. We have an educational system, which is certainly exceptional, but we try to put children into a particular location, a particular spot, a seat at a desk, and have them learn. And not every child learns the same way. And what typically then happens is you have the teachers who need to move through to do the job. And teachers are always, you know, underrepresented and when we start to look at how important they are in our society. But this child needs to sit there. The teacher then says, there's a problem. There's an issue. They're getting up. They're moving. They're distracting. And therefore, we start to have this impression hitting parents, particularly as they enter into the children enter into the schoolboys, and they're being told that they're not conforming, that they're not this.
You know what it really is, Mark? The reality of it is that it's their gifts that are being unrecognized, misinterpreted, and frankly, even punished. And I'm not, by any means, am I saying anything negative about teachers. My mother's a teacher, and we actually talked to her today about a student of hers when she was younger, who she said, you know, now looking back, probably had ADHD. She said, I didn't know it at the time, but he couldn't sit still. And she said, you know, she would walk slowly by his desk and say, hey, you know, Ray, you might work a little bit better if you stayed a little more still. And he said, no, Mrs. Devine, I got it. I can do it. And she said he was an amazing student. So she just said he wasn't bothering the class. He was just fidgety. And so kudos to my mom. That's a shout out to my mom for really getting it. I have an important story that I want to tell, but I don't know if you want to add something. You looked like you were going to say something.
No, well, very briefly, obviously, that this, again, we start to conjure up issues that this child is not normal, that there's a problem, and that's not true. They think differently, but they're not broken. And what unfortunately adds to that is they go to a doctor, and the doctor says, I'm going to give you a diagnosis. And what is a diagnosis? A diagnosis means there's a disease, there's a problem, there's a condition. And all of a sudden, we're being reinforced that there is an issue. They're non-conforming, but they're not problem children. They're thinking different ways. And as you said, I love this. I love it, that this is their genius. Mm-hmm. And what we need to do is to figure out the way to support that genius and have them grow and learn. And albeit the other children need to be able to learn in the way that they are best able to learn as well. But please tell us your story. I know this is going to be interesting.
Well, I was doing a lot of, you know, Mark and I are always researching. Despite the fact that we both know a lot about ADHD, there's always more to learn. And I really, as does Mark, we want to focus on the positives. Our business, Twin Lights, has started because we believe in children with ADHD. We want to inspire you. We want to show you that we know you have gifts in there, and we absolutely know that you are not expected. We don't want your normal. We don't want you to be normal. We have those quote-unquote normal kids. We want you to explode and be everything that you can be. So along with my research, I found something called saying ADHD children have the Edison gene. And I did know this, and Mark, I know you did too, that Thomas Edison is known to have ADHD. I don't think they diagnosed back then, but he was definitely known to have ADHD. When he was in third grade, he got kicked out of school. He was sent home with a note, which he gave to his mother. And the note basically said, in so many words, we can't keep him in school. He's inattentive, he's fidgety, and he's, you know, quote unquote, slow. Well, his mother knew that he was more than that. So what his mother did was homeschool him. And thank God she did, because At the age of 16, he was already inventing. He invented a device that revolutionized the telegraph communication system. That's at 16. Could you imagine our world without Thomas Edison?
It would be actually incredible because our first ability to record the human voice was on a wax cylinder that he invented, and later a phonograph. And our ability to have music, what finally wound up coming through in what every person knows as the MP3 and the music on our phones, really started with Thomas Edison. The ability to take something and make it better, filmography and cinematography. He had so much that he really brought to the world, and not simply the ability to have incandescent light. Mm-hmm. However, think about how that changed our entire world.
Absolutely. And you know what I forgot to mention? His mom never read him the letter. So what his mom did after she read the letter, and again, I'm paraphrasing, but I read this and I love this. She said, you know what? Your teacher thinks you are so amazing that you are too good to be in this school. So she said that you need to be home with me and that I should homeschool because you are so much more advanced than all those other kids. And again, I get chills when I say that because that mother, God bless her, she not only believed in him, she knew that he had gifts. And meanwhile, what the letter basically said was, we don't want him. So again, this podcast is about empowerment. Mark and I just came off of this incredible weekend in Dallas. It was at a conference called the Eagle Summit. And the Eagle Summit is a group of people that are brought together by a man named Tom Hill, who had a lot of success in real estate in his life, and then ultimately did speaking events and started coaching people. And then he said, I want to give back. Like, I want to make the world a better place. So Mark and I were lucky enough to be invited, and we had the opportunity to present. The most important thing that came out of this weekend was we were surrounded by entrepreneurs. And
successful.
And successful ones. Oh, incredibly successful entrepreneurs. And when we got up there to talk about what we're working on and who we want to help and how ADHD is our community and how we're going to have help these kids rise above and give hope to the parents, we said, how many people in this room are affected by or actually have ADHD themselves? And Mark and I watched more than 90% of the hands raise.
It was incredible. It really was.
And these are the visionaries of the world. These are the inventors of the world. These are the entrepreneurs, the pioneers, people who aren't afraid to take risks, people who don't see, who don't accept no for an answer, who aren't afraid of no.
Remember a young gentleman by the name of Nate, who is in social media and started and sold off 30 companies. He's 27 years old. Absolutely amazing, productive genius. And the ability to take risk and to accept that risk, mitigating the crazy parts of it, but willing to accept that risk and move forward. And has done just amazing things by taking that ADHD that he clearly has. Mm-hmm. And
which, by the way, he knows he has it, but he was never diagnosed. And that's another thing that Mark and I have also learned through our research. Approximately 12% of children are diagnosed with ADHD.
That's right.
And I'm going to use approximately 52% of people are undiagnosed with ADHD.
So that means roughly that one out of every four people in the United States has ADHD, which is an immense number of individuals. And again, we're not serving them and we're not serving our world because they have an incredible ability to think without the box. Mm-hmm. People always say, well, I think outside the box. Well, that's nice. These children, these young adults have the ability to think without the box and to really be disruptors. It's sort of interesting because disruption is one of the things that takes our world and brings it from one level immediately to another level. The automobile was a disruptor. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'd still be riding in in horse-drawn carriages.
Thank you, Henry Ford.
Exactly. A complete disruptor. So the Wright brothers were disruptors. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would still be driving instead of flying cross-country. So disruption is incredible, and it moves us forward quickly. These children, in the classroom are said to be disruptive. They're said to be disrupting the class, when really disruption is an incredible gift. Mm-hmm. And I think even from the way that we've termed what these children do in disrupting, we're missing the thing that's right in front of us, that we really are dealing with genius. Mm-hmm. And that disruptive genius is critical.
I 100% agree with you. I have taken some notes on some things that famous people have said, and one of the things that Howie Mandel said, he has ADHD, and he said, when you realize you're blessed and gifted, you're unstoppable. And again, that's what Mark and I think, believe is so important with what we are doing with this movement that we're creating, which is to help. We want people to realize that we've got to get rid of the stigma around ADHD. Because if you really look at the people who've made the world a better place and made a difference in this world, a lot of them, and I don't have a percentage, so sorry, friends and family, I don't, but a lot of them have had a huge impact on society. And I want to just rattle off a few things that I researched because I think it's really, really, really cool. Famous artists with ADHD. Picasso, Van Gogh, some famous athletes, Michael Phelps. I think most people know about Michael Phelps because he's newer, but Pete Rose, Michael Jordan, Carl Lewis, Babe Ruth, Magic Johnson, authors, Robert Frost, Edgar Allan Poe, the Brontes, the Tennessee Williams, Virginia Woolf, entrepreneurs and leaders in business. Well, we already said Ford, Carnegie, Forbes, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Walt Disney. Entertainers, we have a lot, and I don't know if I've mentioned any before, but Sylvester Stallone, Robin Williams, Howie Mandel, I just said, Dustin Hoffman, Ozzy Osbourne, Stevie Wonder, Whoopi Goldberg, Kurt Douglas, Elvis Presley, Jack Nicholson, Jim Carrey, everybody, you could definitely, Jim Carrey, inventors, Wright Brothers, Alexander Graham Bell, Thomas Edison, Benjamin Franklin, Sir Isaac Newton, and then political figures, JFK. I mean, we could go on and on, but it's every time that I read another article, open another book, see another story, it's so inspiring to me because, well, first of all, my 17-year-old has ADHD, and so I look at this and I think, yeah, he's going to be one of them. Why? Because that's the way he thinks. He does not think in a box. He does not think sitting still at a desk for 6 to 7 hours. He is a visionary, a future visionary and leader of tomorrow.
Clearly, and that is Hardy's lot, and it is fantastic. And there are so many other children that are the same way.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends, actually.
You know, when you are a child and you look out the window and you dream big, they tell you not to.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher, pay attention, focus on what we're doing. And that is important to have the focus, but it's also important to be able to dream. And those dreamers are the individuals that put men on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
The individuals who created a flying shuttle that brought people back and could be used over and over again. Those visionaries are the ones who would work incredibly hard day after day, like the Wright brothers, in spite of failure after failure, with a desire to bring powered manned flight into existence, not for them, but for their dream.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is part of the genius. The Edison gene,
mm-hmm,
is a wonderful, wonderful gene to have.
Mm-hmm.
It is what helps to move this world forward. It is the disruptor. And yes, in class, true, but in making the world move forward at a light speed, disruptors are always those who do it.
100%. And for me, what's so exciting is that we are starting this movement right now. So I feel like we are just on the cusp of knowing who those people are going to be tomorrow. You know, they're there today, but you can't say, I can't tell you what Hardy's going to be or do or invent or be an entrepreneur of. But I love the idea that I know that that's the way his brain works. I'm thinking of all of you, whoever's listening to us. We would love to hear your stories. We would love to know what you see in your kids, what they're doing. I could tell you for sure that I saw it very early on with Hardy. We got him Legos, and I've talked to a lot of people who have ADHD kids, and Legos were a huge thing. And so we used to buy him the box, and you build it, it gets created into something, and great, he'd build it. Well, within less than 24 hours, it was completely taken apart, and something entirely different was created. And it wasn't just that he created something different, and I know I've told you this before, Mark, it was like a story. I'd walk in his room, and it was once a ship, and so half the ship was there, but then he had the ship broken in half, and guys were falling off the side, and there was somebody on top pointing, you know, whatever. It was always about weapons. I mean, he's a boy. But it would involve, like, Batman and Star Wars characters, and there were battles going on, but it was a story. You could look at it, and you could see where his brain was going. He was almost creating, like, a movie, and it was a still piece, but it would occupy him for hours.
Yeah. You know, there are so many different places that you can turn to see the genius that's out there. The visionary leadership, the ability to really tell that these individuals, in looking back, have this particular genius. The hard part sometimes is to be able to see, looking forward, the immense genius, and to embrace that genius and to help. I'd like to recommend that, among other things that people do, those parents of children with ADHD, young adults,
our community,
come to West Orange, New Jersey, and see the Thomas Edison National Historic Site.
Or North Carolina. Isn't it North Carolina where the Wright brothers?
Exactly. Yeah. Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk.
North Carolina.
Yep.
And in Kildova Hills in the Outer Banks. Menlo Park, New Jersey, where Edison had another laboratory, or down in Florida. Go and see some of these places and bathe for a minute. Take a little bit of mindful time and think about what it took to get us to where we are. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to fly on a modern jet to get to North Carolina, and you understand how far we've come, but each step has been a disruptor. And see and embrace those individuals who clearly had ADHD and what they've given to our world, and then look at your son or daughter and embrace them and understand that they're not broken. Find the way to support them most, and let us at Twin Lights know how we can help you. We believe in uncorking that human spirit, of unleashing every bit of that genius, and along with you, setting those children up to be the world-class leaders that they are. Letting them, whether they want to go into the arts, into writing, into drawing, whether they want to become a scientist, an engineer,
politician, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
We're all about helping you understand, first of all, helping you feel connected, and helping you understand that you have a son or daughter that has so many gifts. We get everybody has bad days, everybody has good days, but the reality of it is that your child has gifts, and if you can hone in on what those gifts are, we would love to hear from you to find out what you think they are, and we'd love to follow your story. But we also just are here to support it and be a part of the future visionaries and leaders of tomorrow.
You're so right, Liz. Thank you, everybody, for having a bit of time with us this afternoon. And we hope that you've enjoyed your sanity break and that you come back for the next installment.
We're excited to talk to you next time. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
The The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.